So last night was awful. pretty much every time I started getting more vivid and more aware in my dream, I would then be woken up by a crying baby. I was pretty frustrated about this morning. I feel bad. I'm gonna have to apologize to him later. I mean, he's only like 10 days old. I mean, come on. It's not his fault that he was super easy at the beginning. So, yeah, it was just like, I was driving to work, but I got lost, and so I was a little confused, started thinking about it. Why was I driving to work at like 1 o'clock in the morning, trying to figure out what's going on, like almost had it, and then woken up. Just a bunch of stuff like that, like all night, nothing like really worthwhile, nothing you guys would enjoy. So, then I had one dream that at the very end of the night, which was I woke him up and I had him come with me to the couch so that if he did start crying more, he didn't wake his sister up. So we're laying there and I had a false awakening, which is annoying because you know the rules. So I had to stop and reality check real fast. I was like, I don't know how much I've done since I woke up last time. Like, is this a dream? So I took to the sea. You know, there was just a bunch of people in my house. Like, my mom was there, my aunts were there, the kids from my youth group were all there, and I'm just laying on the couch. And I had the baby at first, but of course, my mom, his grandma, took him from me, and started showing him off to all the aunts and uncles and stuff, and just like, so much of all of the people being at my house, and I'm so confused. And then they start asking me questions. They're like, oh, I like this couch, where'd you get it from? And like, I don't even know where this came from, because I was pretty aware, but I was like, oh yeah, you know the Bobby Bones show? If you guys know the Bobby Bones show, you know the Bobby Bones show. I love Bobby Bones show, it's really good. Not allowed to listen to it anymore because I sleep in most every morning till past then. Not really till past then. It's just like I'm getting the kids ready around the same time that it's playing. I guess I could have it playing in the background or podcast it, but podcasts don't work as well on Android as they do an iPhone. So, and it's a little sad. I'm hoping that they come up with something. There probably is something. I just need to Google it. I'm just lazy. But either way, so I'm like, yeah, the Bobby Bones show, whenever they move to Nashville, we're selling all the stuff in their studio, and I bought this couch. And it's like a couch I have. And it's a couch that I got for like $25, no, like $15 at a garage sale. Like, that is not what happened. I don't know where that came from. I don't know if I'm like a pathological liar to all these dream characters, or if I just had a fake memory or what's not. I love dream characters. So I do have, like, I really have got nothing. Oh, I do have something. Last night during church, I had some other dreams during church. Sounds terrible, but it really isn't. This one lady started praying for like ever. I'm not a big fan of very long prayers. I like praying long when I'm alone, because I feel like if I have a long prayer around people, it makes people think, man, it must be a while since he's prayed, since he's got so much to pray for. Anyways, just, it always annoys me whenever people have really long prayers, and they always do it in like a monotone and keep repeating like the same starting thing. Oh Lord, that's not good. It's actually against the Bible. But anyways, so I fell asleep during that. I started like remembering dreams from my earlier in the night, because I was so close to sleep. I started remembering dreams from the morning and stuff, and started remembering like a dream about. What dream about going to work, like the dream I had today. And then I started having a dream, and that one was weird. Like, it was more of a feeling than sight. Like, it's just kind of like me running around in circles, and then I started seeing things, and then people were telling me not to run around, and then I was like snapped awake. Due to college, I have learned that if I am in any sort of sitting position, don't like snap awake. I always like slowly come up whenever I'm awake. I used to be able to sit there with a hood on, my pencil in hand, in my head, like, right at my book with my eyes closed and completely asleep. And what would happen is anytime there was no talking for, like, 2 or 3 seconds, I would wake up. Like, I had just trained myself. I didn't get very good grades at school. I'm very smart. But, basically all of the classes were extremely boring to me because I had just gotten out of homeschool and I knew all the stuff and it was super boring. And, so a lot of classes I got B's and C's in for not turning in homework because they said that, and they said, you know, turn in this homework, and I was asleep. But I would be getting like 90%, 100% on the tests. So it's like, do I really deserve a C in this class? This is terrible. That was when I first started, before I got married. When I first started college, before I got married, I did all that type of stuff. Because I was trying to chase after this woman. Obviously, it worked very well. After that, I got straight A's because I had to work hard because I was paying for college. My parents are good parents. They said, we'll pay for your college unless you fail a class or after you get married because you don't want us to be taking care of you. So, awesome that they took care of me while I was in college. But also awesome that they didn't, like, just give it to me, you know? Like, I mean, yeah, they give it to me, but that's what parents do. They try to set you up for your future. It used to be that you didn't leave your parents' house until you actually had a career. Now it's like, kick them out whenever they're starting to work on their career. But my parents said, you know, if you're married, then you are taking care of yourself. We'll help you out if ever you need help, but you don't want to lean on us, especially not from the start. So either way, my parents were good. I like my parents. either way, I had some awesome dreams back then, though, when I was sleeping during class. I think one of them was almost lucid. Like, it was like I knew I was dreaming, but I didn't vocalize it. And it was before I lucid dreamed, too, so it was, you know, crazy. But anyways, like, I got up out of class, and I was like, oh, man, I'm like, I need to go to check out what's downstairs. Now, there's a downstairs that's like a high schooler place back in my college that I was at. It's a very small community college I went to. Anyways, there's a downstairs that basically the whole place for downstairs was just for high schoolers after classes and stuff like that, like extracurricular classes for them. And I'd never been down there, and I went to college there for 2 years, you know, and I didn't go down there. I did go down there in a dream once. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. It was party down there in my dream. Like, there was just like all sorts of drinks and stuff like that. It was a great time, actually. But, you know, in waking life, I did end up going down there like one of my last semesters whenever I was a tutor, just because I wanted to see what was down there, because I had that dream, honestly, because I'm not really that curious. I'm not like, I need to check every door. I was just like, what the freak is down there? I have been down there in a dream. I want to know if it's real. Alright. Gotta go. Actually, I don't really have to go. I can pause it. But I don't really have much else to talk to you guys about. Hoping to get a nap in today. I don't really know. I'm going to be lucid dreaming tonight. I should have lucid dreamed last night, but very interrupted sleep thanks to the baby. So, I will talk to you guys later. Look forward to some awesome dreams tomorrow. Bye.